Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show here on News Radio WGNS with your hosts Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now your hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right, welcome to the Rutherford Home Show. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. I'm in studio today solo, so Dean's out for now. He might show up a little bit later. He had some stuff going on. But anyway, just hope everybody's getting ready for the cold temperatures coming up. And, you know, this time of year, we're getting ready for the holiday season. So let's remember those who are less fortunate or need our help. And we just want to say our prayers for the Walker family on their loss. Our greatest sympathy and prayers to them and the family here at WGNS Radio. So moving forward now, you know, real estate market's really doing well. It's kind of a little slower because it's just of the season. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about interest rates. But today I wanted to let you know we have an abbreviated show. So only a 30-minute show. And wanted to bring in a local business owner. One that I think everybody will smile when they hear the name, and that's Bo at Donut Country, and I want to welcome him to the show.
Thank you, Dave.
How you doing today, Bo?
Doing well. How you doing?
Pretty good. I appreciate you taking time out. So Murfreesboro, I've been here since 1975. How long have you been here?
Born and raised. I was born in 82.
82. So I've got you by 12 years. But between 70 and 82, not a whole lot of change between 82 and now.
A lot of change.
So where did you go to school at?
Went to Oakland.
Oakland, I did too. I graduated in 88. You class of?
2000.
2000, all right. And then you went into another field. Tell a little bit about the history of you and how you got in. First of all, how you got into Donut Country and what that meant to you and how that evolved and how long they've been in business. Give us a little history about you and yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said earlier, I was born and raised here in Murfreesboro, so I have seen the Murfreesboro change. But after I graduated high school, I started working at the sheriff's office here for Rutherford County. Started when I was 18 years old. And my wife, when I was 18 years old, I started dating my wife, and her parents owned Donut Country.
Okay.
And so even while I was working at the sheriff's office, there was a time where I worked third shift, and I would leave work at the sheriff's office and go over to Donut Country and clean the kitchen. Later on, I started opening Donut Country before I'd go into my regular shift when I worked day shift. And coming up on 2 years ago, we were blessed with the opportunity to buy the business. My in-laws, they'd been doing it for 30 years and just wanted to get out of the business and enjoy retirement.
Well, I mean, I know it's been a common household name here in Rutherford County and around the area. I remember going there as a kid. I remember taking my daughter there when she was young for Daddy and Donuts, and I typically go by there. People don't understand. You can go through the drive-thru and get a well-made sandwich, which I like a good sandwich, you know, and it's like Mama made it. It's not like you're going through the drive-thru or something like, you know, I know some restaurants you can go through, but it's actually the wheat bread or the white bread and the
You can get it toasted, chicken salad, tuna salad.
Right. And a lot of people don't realize that you can go through there and get that. It's just not donuts.
Yeah, I'm told all the time our chicken salads are best kept secret, and I don't want it to be a secret.
Right. Well, I've had it a few times, and it is good. I recommend y'all checking out Donut Country. Now, how many – I bought the Premier Six, which I was fortunate to do that. We're both locally owned businesses. We give back to communities on the community on a regular basis. But what fascinates me is, like, people ask me, like, well, how do you get the movies and – how do you have the rights to the movies, and you know what's all behind the scenes? And it's pretty interesting. But I want to know about donuts. I mean, when do you start? I know you're open 24 hours. So
we are.
When do you start the prep work for the next day? And then at the end of the day, I mean, how many donuts do you sell?
It never stops. We probably average about 4,500 donuts a day. The beginning of the week, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is a little bit slower. And then Thursday's a little busier. Friday's a little busier. Saturday's our busiest. And then Sunday it slows back down, but kind of back there with a Friday. We start making donuts anywhere from 6 o'clock in the evening till about 9, and bake donuts all night.
All night. So, what's your most popular donut? Just the regular glazed donut, or?
Yeah, definitely the regular glazed, followed by we call it a double dip, but it's the chocolate ice donut. But the reason we call it a double dip is because we glaze it and then dip it in chocolate.
Okay, so. And your prices are very reasonable, and I know that you have a wide selection. So how many different donuts do you guys actually prepare a day on? And I know it may change during seasons. I know you work with some seasonal type.
Yeah, we have a few seasonal donuts, but the majority of our donuts, we make them every single night. We've got an assortment of cake donuts, or chocolate, blueberry, red velvet. We've got the Dutch crumb donut, which it's something that you're not going to get anywhere else. It's a vanilla cake donut with a cinnamon sugar crumb. And then we've got, with the white cake, we also do plain powdered sugar, cinnamon sugar. You can get coconut glazed. And then with our yeast donuts, we got strawberry icing, maple, caramel, lemon,
so there's a lot.
Buttercream, all kinds.
Right. Now, you do have two locations, right? You have one that's...
We do. The Memorial store is where all the donuts are made, and that one's the one that's 24/7. Then the store in Middle Tennessee, it's open Monday through Friday from 5 to 11, and then Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 12.
6 to 12.
Yeah, we just serve the donuts there. We don't sell sandwiches or anything like that.
Right, right. I've been to both. But y'all been... Now, when did we say that Donut Country was started?
Okay, Donut Country was originally... it was originally opened in 78, and then my in-laws bought it in 86.
In 86, okay. So that would be, what, how many years?
Oh, right, just over 40.
40, yeah. And then we're 51 years, so between us we're almost at 100 years old for local businesses. So doing that, so you're like a husband and wife team.
Yes.
So I wondered, are like for me, I have a great manager.
We have an incredible team.
And that's the key. I mean, I've always said, I do mortgages. And I mean, mortgages can get really sticky sometimes because people sometimes don't want to give you all the information, but you need to have all the information before you give them $250,000. What's the concept there? You know, we have to make sure they're able to pay back. It's just like with your business and the theater. I mean, I have to have trained people with passion, not people who just want to show up for work. And you have to have passionate people to turn the corner in any business. And I'll go back to I'll give you a great example of passionate people, and that's Sean and Chrissy at the Alley on Main. I mean, you can walk in there and feel the passion. I hope when you walk into Premier 6, you can feel the passion. I know you feel it when you go to Donut Country, the passion. And when I say that, when you go to a big box store, a lot of time you don't get that same feel. I'm not putting that down, but there is a difference. These local shops are people's passion. And it's not it's an emotion that is probably one of the best and strongest there is, especially when you're in business. You have to have the passion to do what you do. Otherwise, I feel like you won't be successful. But as you well know, you can't just base everything on passion. It has to make sense money-wise and have to bring not just your heart, but your brain. But I'm real big on passionate people and people that give their all. Even if I go and buy a car, if I go get my taxes done from an accountant, I want somebody that's really engaged and trying to do the best. And every day y'all wake up, every day I wake up, try to give back the best we can, the best way we can, and try to make the community a little better. And it's like, I mean, I don't know how many people hit you guys up in the community for school donations and events and stuff.
Oh, it's every day.
It's every day. But, you know, I try to spread it out. You know, I'm an Oakland graduate. Am I leaning toward them because I help Riverdale, Blackman, whoever. You know, I try to give a little bit back to everybody. But if there's one thing I can say about Murfreesboro, like me and you had lunch the other day at Demas's, another great local business, and we had a great meal. We even added two orders of their great zucchini, and the meal was still under $20.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, wow, you know? So great value, not just, you know, great passion and friendly service, but great value is what these places are doing. Toots is another great example of that. And, you know, if you look at it, we're within probably 0.2 miles of the theater to the Donut Country or less.
Mm-hmm.
And then Toots is right there, and then Demas is right there. So you're looking at it several, over 100 years of local businesses right there together on that main strip right there in Broad and Memorial. So anyway, it just brings back a lot of good memories. I know a lot of people in this town still want to remember some of the good things about it and not change so fast. I know the downtown area has become phenomenal. I really like it now. I mean, you know, the parking garage, I mean, the new judicial building. I mean, this town is really having, you know, you got the avenue, which is a whole different ballgame, then you got the square. So we're kind of diverse in our shopping venues and our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have plans to maybe one day open a new store as we grow? I mean, I know I'm always looking at another place to build a
Absolutely. Theater. I'd love to. We get asked all the time, you know, the Blackman community, Church Street, Brentwood, Shelbyville, Woodbury, people ask us all the time, please bring a donut country here. And we would love to do that. It's a little intimidating from the finances perspective. But we do plan to grow. And we, you know, you were talking about passion. Our team, Dave, just our bake staff alone, when you combine the experiences, we've got over 60 years of experience in the kitchen that's currently working there making donuts every night. I mean, it's a family. Our store manager, she's been with us over 20 years. She's a German lady named Susie there. And, I mean, I remember dating Christy and I would tell somebody, yeah, I'm dating Christy. You know, she drives the yellow Mustang and her parents own Donut Country. And I'd have people say, oh, is the German lady, is that her mother? You know, because, I mean, you know, she's family. People have seen her for so long. And
I get that a lot, too, with Larry Ralston and Sam Goodwin. You know, I always say if there's a complaint, they're the owners, not me. you know, but everybody knows them. They're ambassadors of our business, you know, and they care about it. And so, but we're coming up on our first break. We're going to have one last segment on the show. We have Bo here, the owner of Donut Country, and we'll be right back to listen to the Left Foot Home Show.
Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it, new homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hook & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hook at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hook & Associates.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Hello, I'm Colleen Clary with First National Bank of Middle Tennessee's Memorial Boulevard location across from the VA Hospital. Since 1874, we have been an independently owned community bank. We understand the challenges of managing your finances in today's economy. We recommend services and work to develop a financial goal tailored to fit your needs. Come see us at 3427 Memorial Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant, and now that we have three locations spread out across Rutherford County, we're the perfect spot for your tailgating headquarters before or after your high school game. Our kitchen's open till midnight, and we hope to see you then. Come visit us at one of our three locations in Rutherford County, the old original 860 Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at 2992 South Church Street in the Barfield area.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show, and we were discussing about the local businesses and how the impact has become on Murfreesboro, how we're still trying to, as we change and evolve and grow, how we keep our businesses going and are thankful for the support of many, many people in this county over the years. I know I try to get involved in my theater and even in my mortgage business, you know, I try to be personal and I try to shake hands and thank people. And it's kind of like in the old days when you left church, you couldn't leave the building unless you shake the preacher's hand. Remember those days? They don't do that as much anymore, but you know, that's what I do. You leave, I try to shake your hand, let you know. I talk to everybody. Thank you for coming. I appreciate you. I know y'all do the same thing. But I'm glad to have someone like you in the community who's keeping a valuable asset like Donut Country going. It's like, you know, the theater, you know, we've had other competition come in. I'm keeping that going because I think it's affordable. I think it's great service. I think I have the best popcorn. So yeah, I'm passionate and I'm a little biased, but anyway, but today we have a short show. Like I said, Dean's not here right now. So we wish him, he's out working. So South Branch Nursery, if you need any nursery needs or landscaping needs or mulch or anything that has to do with landscaping, you can call South Branch Nursery and they have their website as well. Also, you know, we're going to talk a little about mortgages. I know that I do mortgages as a main focus of my career, and a lot of talk about the elections and the House and the Senate and all that. And to be honest with you, it really didn't affect the rates that much. I honestly think rates will drop a little bit as we go through the end of the year. That being said, the Fed was going to raise the short-term interest rate, or thought about doing it before the end of the year, but they pulled back on that a little bit. So I look for the markets to, or at least the 10-year yield to come down so we can get a better interest rate for you out there. Rates right now, Bo, probably a 30-year fixed conventional is about 4.875. That's with no points. You know what that means. They don't charge origination or nothing like that. FHA, you're probably looking at 4.75, 4.5 in between there. And then 15 is probably about 4.5. And that's with no points. So still great rates. I mean, historically, especially compared to prime, it's still a great rate. And these are long-term rates, 15, 20, 30. That's long-term interest rates. And I always say that if you can fix that in your life, like a time frame where you can say, okay, I can fix this payment for 30 years, that's something you should do, because we got too many variables in life to change. That's a constant you can fix. Like if you rent, your rent's always going to be going up. You can buy a house, your mortgage payment will stay the same as far as your principal and interest go. So, but with that being said, you know, when you do that, how many people actually stay in a house for 30 years? You know, people are like, well, golly, that's 30-year payment. Well, you're not going to be in there 30 years probably. Agree? I mean, I think the average is like 6-7 years.
That may even be on the high end.
Yeah. I just don't see it as, you know, first of all, with the values, the way they've increased and stuff, we're going to see those level off a little bit in the next couple of years. I don't think – there's no way we're going to see 10, 12, 15% increase like we see from 12, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, it can't keep 50. Going like this.
There's got to be a – and what we're seeing is where income meets price is getting further and further apart, okay? The income is not meeting the price levels. It's just not meeting anymore. And it used to be dead on, but now, like in 2012, man, you could buy – man, you could buy what you needed at affordable and a great price, but – that gap's gotten wider and wider and wider, and then we've increased our inventory. So with that being said, days in the market are actually starting to go up a little bit more. That's not bad news. If the rates can stay reasonable and the prices can be adjusted a little bit, even if they came down 5 or 10%, that should stir a flurry of activity. It should also get people to realize that, hey, I need to really get serious about buying. So in all, rates are still good. Prices are probably on the high side, but they're still affordable for some, not for all. But like at First National Bank, FNB Mortgage, we have just invested $500,000 or so into affordable housing. So now I have like some down payment assistance programs where I can give up to $10,000. So what's the advantage of talking to a local lender? That's an advantage of a local lender. We make decisions in-house. We're not straight across the board. It has to fit this box. We think outside the box. So, you know, I do the rural development 100% loan. I do the FHA. I do the My Community, which 3% conventional. I do any conventional loans, basically. I'm an expert at the VA loan, and I give the best rates for the veterans, and I don't charge fees on the veterans loans, lender fees. So, always get, you know, a chance to meet with a local lender, and I say compare if you can. You know, what maybe a rate over here may save you over here. I also can help pay some closing costs without doing the grant program. So there's still a lot of good things about the real estate market here in Middle Tennessee. And it's probably, what would you say? I'd say it's still in the top 20 markets in the country. I know that we've had a continuous amount of people move here. And I know we have a lot of different income types coming in. You know, you've got, you know, I always say this, Wilson County, Williamson County, and Davidson County, Rutherford County are probably the three most active counties, and we are all together in like a little area. But out of all those four counties, it's going to be Rutherford's going to be your most affordable. And then it's going to be Wilson, and then it's going to be Davidson, it's going to be Williamson. So that means you get a lot more for less here. And, you know, to be quite frankly, honest with you, I think that our amenities here in Rutherford County, I mean, it's hard to for the price. I mean, what they were saying is that we have a good economic system. We have good no income tax, state income tax. We have good schools. We have we're so close to Nashville. We have four interstate thoroughfares we can get to. And so as far as location and money and value, I think you really get a good deal if you find a house here you can afford. Even if you're a commuter, a lot of people say, hey, that's fine. I'm with 2 miles from 840. You know what a dream 840 was. You know, people don't realize. And then the overpass over here that was finally completed on Broad Street, the city did an outstanding job on that. That is so pleasant to drive through. And it's pretty to look at. You know, it flows.
Yeah, it's a good-looking bridge.
It's a good-looking bridge. They put the little State of the Tennessee stamped, the three-star, and I like that. Or I guess you would call it the volunteer tradition. Mm-hmm. Is that their stamp kind of like? They do the circle with the three stars. So, you know, this town is making improvements. We've still got some more road improvements, of course. Our city, I think, does a fantastic job on that. I think their next step, I mean, the Thompson Lane out towards Siegel and there can get kind of congested a lot. But that's what happens when you grow, like when you have the price point where it's so attractive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you, well, people are coming here for a reason. And, but anyway, with that, we're going to have probably, I would say, some different, we'll have the square, the cool look of the square and that kind of thing. And then we'll have the Avenue, which is closer to the interstate. And then we'll have Toots and me and Demas is in between those two. And I think a lot of people will go between those two now that the thoroughfare's been opened up and the or the overpass has been done. I think that area from, say, Main Street all the way over to Church Street, right through there by Dodge Store, coming all the way down underneath the underpass or under the overpass, come underneath that and then go in front of Haynes and then go on down all the way to Medical Center Toots. I think that's going to grow up in the next 5, 6, 7 years. I think you're going to see some upgrades.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, we've as property values keep going up. I hear people say all the time these prices are crazy, but you're right. People are moving here and they hear about our prices, and you know they think it's a deal.
Right, right. But if you like, I got a lot of friends that are working at the electric department, water department. They're firemen. Their incomes don't go up at the rate because they are paid by government funding, a lot of them, and mm-hmm. so they're on a set income. Basically, they make good money and they do a great job, but you know, police officers underpaid, but their incomes don't go up at the rate of these prices. So as the years have gone by, if they could afford a $200,000 home, now it's $150,000. Well, it's hard to find a $150,000 house. And that's why me and Dean kept going, buy now. Got to go buy now. Got to go buy now. If you're going to buy a house and you can't, buy now, buy now, buy. Mm-hmm. We said that from 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I can't believe we're almost to 2019.
Oh, I know. This year's flown by.
I remember when I saw Castaway at the Premier Six. That was a great movie with Tom Hanks, one of the great ones. And it was the year 2000, and I was like, wow, I'm finally 30 years old. And now I'm almost 20 years past that point. So, but I'm blessed. I'm thankful I made it that far, and I've been as blessed as I have been. But it's just wild. It's one of those good feelings to see. You know, one of the things I like is see young kids at the theater do well, you know. I like to see them learn. Like, I had this guy, Luke. He's like 6'6". He goes to, I think, Siegel. Anyway, he's the nicest, politest kid. But he'll go change the sign. And we got a new sign, finally, you know. And I tell him how to line it up so it's symmetrical. You know, don't put over here. It's got to line up. It's got to look good. And I told him a couple of things the other day, and he went out. And he did exactly what I said. And he did a good job. So following detail, they're always polite. You know, I've got kids that go to the theater. They go to Pepperdine, two or three go to UT. One's over in Scotland at a university, MTSU. I had a girl score 33 on her ACT. And she's a junior in high school. But they're well-mannered, they're polite. And you know what? I don't give them a calculator on the addition part.
They got to count it back?
They got to count it back, and they got to do it in their head. And then at the end of the night, I know who can count and who can't. And I think that's a missing element because I've gone to several restaurants and if the ticket's like, you know, 4201 and I give them an hour or 40, whatever, and I give them a penny, they freak out. And I'm like, you know, just give me a dollar back, you know, or whatever it is. And they can't count in their head. But I make them do that.
We recently went to a point of sale system, but before that, you type in the totals and it would give you the total after tax. And then the customer hands you money. There's no calculator, right. No way to you have to count it back, and that's an art. That I mean, for me and you, that's easy. That's right. No problem at all. But a lot of the young people don't know how to do that. And our team, since we've went to the point of sale system, a lot of them they like doing it the old way because it's faster, and to them it's easier to count back the money than type it in a register, which takes longer. You know, right. They just accept it like it's exact change and then do it the way they know how to do it, count it back, and they'll do that. And our drawers, at the end of the day, they will be right on. I mean,
and that's good.
You know,
that's what you want. But, well, our short show has finally come to an end. So I wanted to thank all the sponsors. First of all, thank Bo and Donut Country for coming on today. We'll have them on again. If you get a chance, go by and see them 24 hours. They have a drive-through. Get a sandwich at the Memorial location. Get everything at the Memorial location. They do have another location over on Middle Tennessee, and it's just donuts only. So, but anyway, appreciate him being on here. Another great local business. Thank you to Toots, Ann Hoke and Associates, Keller Williams Real Estate for all your real estate needs. Old South Homes and Properties. They're awesome. They're one of our the premier sponsor. We appreciate Old South. And I think FNB, First National Bank, my actual bank, and then FNB Mortgage. So Anyway, and, go ahead.
And thank you, Murfreesboro, for supporting us for so long. Y'all are so good to us, and we love seeing the familiar faces all the time.
Yeah. Well, great. We love to see see Murfreesboro keep some of the golden, what I call golden places around. So, anyway, everybody have a great weekend. Remember those less fortunate, the time, the season to give. And we'll see you next time here on the Rutherford Home Show. Go Blue Raiders.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like home.